Hey, welcome to Planet Shakers Church. We're so excited to have you with us. I'm going to be speaking to you today on the joy of vision. I believe that if you have a vision for your life, it creates joy. So why don't you sit back and enjoy it, open up your spirit, and I believe God's going to speak to you today.
I want to talk to you about the joy of vision. How many know vision is joyful? It's great to have a vision for your life. The Bible says, without a vision, people perish or they cast off restraint. And I've discovered in life that if you keep your vision, you keep your joy. It, no matter what the circumstances are, if you're led by vision, doesn't matter if you've been attacked, people have criticized you, disappointed you, you keep your vision before you, you keep your joy. That's why Hebrews chapter 12 says this. Therefore, and the title of the part in the Bible says, the race of faith. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance. Everyone say endurance. This isn't a sprint, friends. This is an endurance. It's a marathon. I love running, and you say, well, we can't tell that, but I used to like running, and I loved the fact that it wasn't a sprint. I'd take people out running with me, and I was running 11 Ks every day about 8 years ago, and then I got injured, but I was running 8 Ks. You can eat whatever you want when you run 11 Ks every day. And so I was running, and I'd take these young guys out, and they thought they were pretty awesome, and they'd start with a sprint. They'd be running, and I'd be running at a good pace because I had been running a lot, and they'd start out with me, and they'd sprint. They'd be like, whoa, their adrenaline would be pumping, and then about halfway through, all of a sudden, it's like, slow down. And their breathing became heavy, and I loved it because I just kept consistent and thrashed them every time. That's the truth. Every time. In fact, I was running 11 Ks in about 48 minutes back then, and I was running half a marathon in an hour 30, hour 40 in that time bracket. That's pretty good, for an old guy. And so I love marathons because or half marathons or good runs because they aren't a sprint. They actually determine who's got the strength to keep going or those who give up. And the life that we live is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a journey, and it's those who run the race with an understanding that I've got to run with purpose in mind no matter what happens around me. The Bible says, looking at Jesus, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That's a pretty good thing. Let Jesus start your journey and let Jesus finish your journey and let him be all the way up through your journey. For the joy, everyone say joy, that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So here it is again saying that the joy set before him gave him the ability to endure all the things that happen in life. So we're going to look at the joy of vision today and the things that we go through and the things that we need to be encouraged to do. Number one, be inspired by those who have gone before us. They're called the great cloud of witnesses. And there's billions of them who have gone before us, who've paved the way, who have set an example of how to run. And they're cheering us on from heaven. You can hear them. I can hear my mum. Go, Russell. That's good. Make sure you preach the word. They're cheering us on. And even people who have been before us today and might be still alive are cheering us on. One of my heroes in life is a guy called Reinhard Bonnke. Reinhard Bonnke has done his last crusade in Nigeria. And Reinhard Bonnke, I remember about, well, I'm 50, so about when I was 23, I was dating Sam. and we're at Sam's house and we're watching this video called Bloodwashed Africa. And Reinhard says, I see a bloodwashed Africa, the blood of Jesus to wash over Africa, to see a revival. And there was this video called the Malawi Miracle. And he was doing these miracles in Malawi and crowds were tens of thousands. And I sat there and I was weeping and I was like, God, I want to do something like this with my life. I want to make a difference on planet Earth. And as I was holding hands with Sam, I look over and tears are running down her face and I could see her. And she said, I just want to see so many miracles and so many lives impacted. It inspired us to do what we're doing today. It was like a witness to us to say, come on, you can do this. You can make a difference with your life. A few years ago, I was asked to be on the Oceania board of Reinhard Bonnke Ministries, Christ for the Nations, and I had the privilege of knowing Reinhard. And I remember sitting with him in Denver. Pastor Neil and I were there in Denver, Colorado, in the airport. We just caught up with him, and he was talking about his life, and he said, and I said, it's such an honor to have you come to Planet Shakers Conference. And he goes, all glory to Jesus. I said, yes, I know it's glory to Jesus, but we want to honor you. He goes, all glory to Jesus. I said, no, I know it's all glory to Jesus, but we want to honor you. All glory to Jesus. I said, I know, Reverend Bonnke, I know it's all glory to Jesus, but we do want to honor you. All glory to Jesus. And when he's saying this, he then starts talking about his life and he says, I'm immune to the criticisms of men. I'm like, wow, how do you do that? He says, because I'm immune to their praises. He said, I'm not wanting the praises of men. I'm only wanting the praises of one. I've lived my life determined to make Jesus happy and make Jesus famous, then make me famous or worry what men say. And I'm like, wow. And reading his biography and looking at all the things he's gone through. He's had tents blow down when he was going to have crusades. He's had attacks. He's had people say things about him, call him things. And I remember sitting watching the Malawi miracle and I was inspired by it. And then a few years ago, I saw another video that I'm going to play you that, again, I want to give you a picture. There'll be millions of people in these crowds, but I want to give you a picture of what we can do with our lives, what we can see happen on planet Earth. And these crowds you see, I want you to see that there's a cloud of witnesses bigger than these crowds. There's a cloud of witnesses more greater than these crowds. But I want you to look at the life of Reinhard Bonnke and be inspired to what we can do for Jesus together. What we did in Papua New Guinea this year has been part of being inspired by this. Let's watch a video.
Tonight, You may come here as weak as can be. You will go home like a conqueror with Jesus inside of you.
I said to Reinhard, I said, what's the key? And he stood up in Denver airport as we're in this cafe, this diner, and he says, the key is souls, souls, souls. I live for souls. He said, I've been offered a lot of things over life, people saying, you should do this, you should do that, but I kept my focus on souls. I kept my vision on souls. Yeah. I kept my view on reaching lost people. Be inspired by the great cloud of witnesses that are saying to us today, come on, Planet Shakers. What you've seen has been good, but there is so much more. I'm not worried about what's around us, how people vote or how they don't vote. I just keep my focus on souls, bringing the kingdom of God, raising up and empowering people. Be inspired by those who've gone before us. Then the key is stripping off everything that will entangle you. Deciding I'm not going to let that disappointment, not let that hurt, let that worry. I got to strip it off. I got to untangle myself. Doesn't matter if I mess up my life in the past. I can get rid of that and step into my future today. Stripping off everything that would slow you down. I used to be 20 kilos lighter. I can walk now, but I can't run like I used to. Why? Because I'm heavier than I should be. And it's the same with the things in the spirit. Sometimes we can become such fat sheep Christians who just get fed. We get so much teaching on the internet, teaching on podcasts, which are all good. But unless you do something with what you're fed with, just become fat Christians. Just feed me, heal me, touch me, me, myself and Irene. But when we activate our faith and we say, I got to run this race. I got to run it with everything I've got. So I got to get rid of the things that will slow me down.
I hope you've been enjoying the message so far. God truly has a great future for your life. Why don't you enjoy the rest of the message and we'll see you at the end.
Be ready for a marathon. Be ready for the struggle. You see, becoming a Christian doesn't mean you don't have struggles in your life. But what keeps you going through your struggle is your vision for God. Is your vision of what you can do for Him. Is your vision. You see, in the struggle, the beauty is born. I remember when I was running a half marathon and I was running it and I injured my leg. It was quite funny. At the start of the marathon, I was a bit of a smart aleck because I was pretty fit and I was running and I ran past this person and I thought, how are they ever going to finish the race? Because they didn't look very fit to me. And as I ran past, I was like, I was just burning. And then I injured myself about three quarters of the way through. And what kept me going was I want to finish. I had an injury and I slowed right down, but I kept going. And this person passed me, who I thought wouldn't make it to the end. They passed me. And the person said, "Hey, Pastor Russell, didn't know you ran. I'll see you in church this afternoon." I'm like, oh my goodness. You never know who you meet. But what kept me going? What kept me struggling through my pain was the finish. My dad tells this story, he tells this illustration. He said, the problem in life is in the struggle, we shortcut it and cut it open instead of embracing it so that beauty is made. And he used the illustration of how a caterpillar goes in a cocoon and struggles in that cocoon, keeps moving forward in that cocoon and keeps trying to break out. But what happens is there's so many people want somebody to cut them out of the cocoon, and if you cut them out too soon, the beauty isn't made in that moment. It's in the struggle that beauty is made. But what keeps you in the struggle, what keeps you going is vision. Jesus, oh, for the joy set before Him. You think He didn't struggle? Lord, He said to His Father, if it's Your will, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Your will be done. He knew He, the sinless Son of God, was about to take sin on that was worse than any struggle we could ever have. He was about to take our pain. He was about to take our problems, our disappointment. He understood what kept Him going when Judas turned his back on Him. What kept Him going was vision. Because in that vision, the struggle was worth it. Be ready for a marathon. It's a race, but we're moving forward. But keep the vision, Because when you have vision, you have joy. The Bible says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. It was the joy of you and me having friendship with the Father. It was joy for you and me having forgiveness of sin. It was joy for you and me that kept him going. It's vision that releases joy. You know, over the years being a pastor, there have been people that have hurt me and disappointed me. There have been things I was believing for that didn't happen at the way I thought it should happen. And there I was, and I was like, God. But what kept me going was I kept the vision he gave before us. And I said, the joy of empowering people, the joy of seeing people walk in their destiny, the joy of changing the world. Joy. Keep the vision so you remain joyful and hopeful. As soon as you lose vision, you lose hope. As soon as you lose vision, you lose joy. And joy, the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So obviously that joy comes in a vision from God, not a vision for myself. So my life is about living the purpose he has for me, the joy of being a child of God. And you see, how do I keep that joy? I got to live in vision. How do I keep that vision? I set my eyes on Jesus, the perfecter of my faith. It is in Jesus, my encounters with Jesus, that lead me to my vision. And my vision should always be kingdom vision, not my vision, but his vision. Two young guys in my youth group years ago started a business. And they said to me, our vision is to make millions of dollars for the kingdom. I said, that's fantastic. They said, would you come and pray for our business and speak blessing? I said, for sure. And so there they are. They started this business. We spoke blessing, prayed over it, prosper it, God, for your purpose. And in the first 2 or 3 years, they were so joyful in giving. But something happened along the way. Something happened along the way. They allowed attachments and entanglements, and they took their eyes off Jesus, and their vision became their business for themselves other than their business for him. And I remember after 5 years, their business was blessed beyond measure. And I said, hey, would you come and sponsor this outreach event? Oh, the church just wants our money. I'm like, are you kidding me? You told me at the beginning 5 years ago that this business was for the vision of the kingdom. And you're driving better cars, have better houses, you got more than you've ever had before. And what's the difference? Why has it changed? Why? Because they've taken their focus off the author and the perfecter, and they've put their vision on their own needs. Your vision should always be attached to your Savior. Your vision should always be attached to his kingdom. Your vision should always be attached, whether it's in your talent, whether it's in your ability, whether it's in your finance, whether it's in your time. Your vision is always attached to his kingdom. Doesn't matter, that doesn't mean there won't be a struggle, but there's joy in the struggle, because when you have a vision, you go, wow, this struggle's worth it. Why? Because at the end of it, Reinhard Bonnke, 9 years he wasn't allowed into Nigeria because he had a struggle, things he had attacks and had things that go against him. But he kept the vision, and that vision kept going. And after 9 years, biggest crowds the world's ever seen. What made him the world's greatest evangelist in touching people face to face more than any other person in history? What has done that is he kept his vision kingdom. I'd be around him and I'd feel backslidden, actually. Remember one time a friend of mine is American. He says, Reverend Bonnke, what's your hobbies? He goes, oh, I don't really have hobbies. Do you like soccer? Oh, no. He's German, obviously, so you have to like soccer a bit. No. He goes, I like motorbikes. So the American thinks through an American prism. What? Harley Davidson? He goes, no. I'm German. BMW. But what kept him going, what keeps him going, is the joy. What motivated him? What's the witnesses that inspired him? And what motivates us is the witnesses that have been before us And what keeps us going is the focus on the one who gives purpose, the focus on the one who gives life. What tries to stop us is entanglements, but if you keep your focus, you get rid of those entanglements. I love what I do, but I also have challenges. It doesn't mean it's easy. But what I love is seeing people, those testimonies on screens, that people's lives that were broken and now mended. That's why I love what we do. I love seeing people who are lost being found, people who are broken being mended, people who had little now in abundance. Seeing people empowered to change the world. I'm not worried about political environments. What I am focused on is bringing His kingdom, no matter where it is and no matter what it is, because His kingdom is more powerful and more glorious and more victorious. Jesus is, there is nothing that's impossible for Him. Jesus is calling us to partnership, and He's saying, come along, come be with me. Let's do this journey together. The witnesses all did a journey with Christ. And today, my challenge to you is, you want joy? Get vision. You want true joy? Get a kingdom vision. You want strength in your joy? Make Him your vision and see what He will do. It doesn't mean you won't have problems, doesn't mean you won't have struggle, but in the struggle, there's beauty. But the thing that will only stop us is entanglements. So get rid of them, so you can walk in that vision that God created you to walk in. As you're listening to my voice, whether it's online or in this auditorium, you say today, I want to live a life of vision. The only way to have vision, true vision, is come to the visionary, Jesus. He's the one who gives purpose and life and hope. And maybe your vision's waned a bit. Get in His presence again and look at Him and say, God, I want to look at my future through You, not through me, not through situations, not through circumstances. I want to look at my future as I come into 2018 through You. You know, when we started, every time we start a campus, it costs us money, costs us time, and costs us resource. But what keeps us going is the vision of what God's going to do at the end of that. Every time we start campuses, more people get healed, more people get saved, more families get restored, more things happen for the kingdom. Every time we tour, every time we do things, release music, it's all about people are encountering Jesus. So that's why we keep our focus, because our focus is what gives us joy, so that when we struggle, we're still focused to see what God has called us to do and be. You say, I want to live a life of vision, kingdom vision. I want my life to make a difference on planet Earth. So when I stand before God, God doesn't say, you could have done that. He says, well done, you good and faithful servant. Not well done, you good and famous servant. Well done, you good and faithful servant. The Western God is fame. God never called us to be famous, although He uses our position to make His name famous. God's looking for faith-filled people who take what He's given and use it for His glory. You say, I want to be that person. I want to give Him the rightful place over my life. Take your place over all. It's where you belong. Make Him your focus of your vision. And today, maybe you need to get rid of some entanglements, some things that have held you back, and say, God, I'm going to be focused on You. I'm going to get rid of that disappointment, get rid of that unforgiveness, get rid of that hurt, get rid of that injury that has tried to stop me, but I'm going to get up again because I'm focused. Yeah. You say, I want to be a kingdom-focused person. And here's the great news. There's joy that comes when you have a kingdom vision. And if that's you today, you say, that's me, Russell. I want to make a difference for Him. This church is not about Russell or Sam or Planet Shakers. It's about Him. It's His church. He just gave us a prophetic name, Shake the Planet. But it's always about Him. Everything's about Him. Everything's about Him. And that's how our life should be. God, it's about You. My career is about You. My family is about You. My life is about You. Because that's the only way I can find true joy. Joy comes in vision that's Yours. You say, hey, I got some entanglements to get rid of, but I want to live a life of focus and vision. What you focus on is what you get this year. Year double portion. We want to double our small groups. We're pretty close to doing that. By February, that's what we're believing we do. Why? How do you get that? Because we've got our vision focused on making His name great through our service.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to connect with you on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Send us an email at church@planetshakers.com. We'd love to pray for you, come in agreement with the vision that God has for your life, and let it be a kingdom vision to release the kingdom of God through your life and make a difference on planet Earth. See you next week.